Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is a great afternoon and warming up a little bit, and this is going to remain. Well, it's got to have a little dip, a little lower, I think, on Thursday or Friday, and then warming up into the 70s by Christmas, which is just next week. Wow. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday afternoon. After the show yesterday, I wrote a blog about something we talked about. It's titled, President Trump Plays Politics with the Death of Entertainment Icon Rob Reiner. And it's just about the what I thought was just inappropriate, disgusting response to Rob Reiner's death. And I wish people would not look for opportunities to play politics. And I'm talking about the Democrats as well. You know, we look for reasons to define everything by politics. And it didn't used to be that way. You know, this country has always had a strong political base, but we didn't used to be this way. And so if somebody is a Democrat, if somebody's a liberal, it's okay if they die. No, that's not okay. And it's not okay if somebody is a right-wing Republican like Charlie Kirk. It's not okay if Charlie Kirk dies. That's not okay. It's not okay that people die because of their political views. Now, Rob Reiner did not die because of his political views, but that's what the president was suggesting. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but the fallout continues, and I just think it's a shame that the president's default position is to lack human empathy when it comes to anything at all. And I think that's a kind of a scary thing. Also, his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, did an interview with Vanity Fair over a long period of time. And some of the things that she says are shocking. Some of them are not so shocking. But some of the things that she says are shocking. I'm not going to talk about that as much as I thought I would. And here's why. Because Susie Wiles is now denouncing what she said. And she said that so much of it was taken out of context. I'm going to share some of the information with you. But I'll share it with you with the understanding that some of it may have been taken out of context. But what that means is she said these things, but there might have been some justification, or there might have been, you know, surrounding verbiage that doesn't make it seem so stark, I guess would be one way to put it. But, you know, you need to know this information. It's important for us to know the mental and physical health of the President of the United States. I think that's important. Think about all the people who were just so critical of the people around Joe Biden because they weren't honest about Joe Biden's health. And they were not. It wasn't the media's fault. The media didn't know. I guarantee you, if the media knew, the media would have been reporting that. That's the kind of thing the media thrives on. But those closest to Joe Biden were hiding how bad things were with him. And that's a disservice to the American people. And hiding anything about the current president is a disservice to the American people. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. If you're just tuning in, today is the day in 1977 that Saturday Night Fever opened up in New York City. And then, of course, it opened up around the country. And I remember seeing that for the first time. And Saturday Night Fever is one of those movies that if I'm just channel surfing and I see it, even if it's already started, I'll tend to watch it. You know, I don't like the end of the movie. It got too much into the relationship with the girl that he was dancing with, the older woman that he was dancing with. It got too much into that, and she was moving, and she was with another man. And I thought the last quarter of the movie was kind of boring. But man, the first part of that movie, the middle of the movie, it was just awesome. And it was kind of like the bully on the block was a dancer. I mean, he wasn't a bully in terms of physical violence, but John Travolta's character was a guy who kind of like rose to dominance and rose to popularity, not because he was like the hood of the neighborhood in New York, but because he was a good dancer. And I just thought it was a really cool story. So we're gonna talk about the disco scene in New Orleans back in those days, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. And as I say, for those of you who were not here then, it will be interesting for you to hear how thriving that disco scene was and what baby boomers were like back then. So we'll get to all of that. The president has signed an executive order classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. And I guess he's right about this. I mean, I guess it is a weapon of mass destruction because it has killed a massive, massive number of people. I don't know if this really changes anything. I mean, maybe it gives the government the ability to use resources to go after those who are pushing fentanyl. But man, I'll tell you, it's really a shame. Not that anybody should ever do it, but it's really a shame that, you know, you can't trust anything that you buy on the street. I mean, look, you know, back in the day, I've been honest about this on the air. You know, there was a time when I was doing cocaine and I bought it from, you know, I had a source and he got it from somebody. And ultimately it came from the street. I would never touch that stuff today. First of all, because I'm older and I don't want to do that to my heart. But secondly, because you don't know what's in it. And it's so easy to put fentanyl in anything that I would never trust what I was getting. So, you know, those of you who like coke, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry you didn't grow up in the 80s or didn't, you know, weren't in a position to do it back in the 80s. We had the pure stuff. We had the good stuff. But, you know, there's no reason to ever do any of that today. Let's see. I do want to get to some of this information about the president's chief of staff. And we're going to do that. Let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs first, and then we'll start talking about some of that. And if you do want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. If you're on hold, just to stay with us. So let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has apparently been giving an on-the-record interview to Vanity Fair all year long. And what she says doesn't paint a very good picture of the place where she works, the White House.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case, saying Bondi mismanaged it with talk about a client list sitting on her desk. Her remarks appeared Tuesday in a series of interviews published by Vanity Fair. Wiles also broadly defended Trump's second administration. On Venezuela, she said Trump would continue to be aggressive and defended Trump's retribution against people he perceives as political enemies. After the story was published, Wiles described it as a, quote, disingenuously framed hit piece on me and the finest president, White House staff, and cabinet in history. Wiles did not deny the quotes that were attributed to her. She's been speaking to Vanity Fair since just before Trump took office last January. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
So how long is it going to be for her to get fired? I mean, she's kind of backtracking a little, and she says the quotes are accurate, but they're all taken out of context. I mean, I understand that to some degree, but I wonder if she's trying to save her tushy. Because, you know, if you go against the president, you're done. And I don't blame him for firing people who are not loyal to him. I mean, that's something that happens in the workplace. If you're not loyal to your boss, there's a possibility you're going to get fired. So I understand that that Trump would do that. But there are people in the White House who want the American people to know the truth. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. The BBC has been clobbered by scandal after employees there deceptively edited the president's famous eclipse speech before a crowd of his supporters on January the 6th. And now the president is going in for the kill.
President Trump's filed a lawsuit against the BBC. He's seeking $10 billion in damages. The 33-page document accuses the British broadcaster of airing a false, defamatory, deceptive, disparaging, inflammatory, and malicious depiction of President Trump. It issues an hour-long documentary that pulled together comments from two sections of Trump's speech to supporters on January 6, 2021, before the storming of the U.S. Capitol. The remarks were delivered almost an hour apart, but appear to be one quote in the report, in which Trump urged supporters to march with him and fight like hell. Cut out was a section where Trump said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully. It aired days before the 2024 presidential election, and Trump's lawsuit claims it was a brazen attempt to interfere. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, shame on the BBC. I mean, you can't do that in the media. I mean, you cannot edit something that presents it in a way that's not true. I mean, you cannot do that. I mean, that is like, you know, one of the basic rules of the media. You can't do it. I am surprised and shocked that the BBC would do something like that. I mean, you know, that's a news outlet that is so famous and has a lot of integrity, but you know, this was terrible. And I would assume that they, you know, they owe the president some money for doing that. That's not what you do in the media. President Trump was asked if he stands by the social media post blasting Rob Reiner after the director's murder. The president didn't only not back off, but he doubled down.
He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
But again, this is just a reminder that we now define people by their politics and not by their humanity. That's gone. It's just about politics. And think about this. And I wrote this in the blog that I wrote that's posted at WWL.com. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, where you can read it and comment on it. And I do comment on some of your comments. And a lot of people comment on the comments that are made. But the president is acting like Rob Reiner was like a lawmaker. Rob Reiner was an entertainment icon that had an opinion. It's not like Rob Reiner could do anything about the president's agenda or could stop the president from doing anything he wanted to do. It's not like he was a member of Congress. So I find this just to be, again, a very personal attack, because this president really doesn't seem to have the ability to accept any criticism. The newest jobs report has some ups and some downs, but it's clear the economy, regardless of what he says, it's clear the economy is not performing anywhere near the level the president is taking credit for.
The jobs market remains both sluggish and confusing. The government reports American employers added a decent 64,000 jobs last month, but the economy lost 105,000 in October as federal workers left following Trump administration cutbacks. Both monthly reports were late because of the government shutdown. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. Last week, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for a third time this year, amid fears about a jobs market, which Chair Jerome Powell warns is even weaker than it appears.
It's a labor market that seems to have significant downside risks.
The jobs report is among several big economic indicators this week. An inflation update Thursday is expected to show consumer prices were 3.1% higher last month than a year before. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At a news briefing, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says that the Hanukkah mass shooting at Bondi Beach was inspired by a very familiar foe.
Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
After taking into custody and then releasing a person of interest, investigators are still looking into the mass shooting at Brown University, killing two teens, and they're asking for the public's help.
Authorities around Providence, Rhode Island, have fanned out to calm worries about the Brown University shooter still on the loose. Additional police have been sent to Providence schools to reassure worried parents that their kids will be safe with the Brown University shooter on the loose, and no indication yet that investigators have zeroed in on a specific suspect in the weekend attack. Authorities released several new videos of the man suspected in the mass shooting inside of a Brown classroom, which killed two students and wounded nine others. At a news conference Monday night, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ted Dox said investigators are seeking the public's help in finding the suspect.
The FBI is now offering a reward of $50,000 for information that could lead to the identification, the arrest, and the conviction of the individual responsible, who we believe to be armed and dangerous.
In the five videos authorities released of the suspect, he's wearing a mask or his face was turned. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And congratulations to FBI agents in our area who stopped a terrorist attack that was being planned for New Orleans, maybe similar to the one that happened New Year's Eve of this year. But these FBI agents managed to get a hold of information and stop this. And sometimes we don't pay enough attention to the work of law enforcement. So, you know, hats off to the FBI agents who looks like they stopped this attack from happening. And there was another attack that seems to be stopped as well. So that's all good news. All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs. Coming up, I do want to share some of these thoughts. I'm not going to get heavily into it. And I'm going to tell you that while we talk about some of these things that White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is saying, because it's big in the news and we cover topical stories, we're not going to get deep into it. And you can take this the way you want to take it. We're going to talk about some of these things, but she says they're taken out of context, but you still need to hear the information because it's vital information about the President of the United States. All right, so look, holiday spirit is in the air, and Christmas is next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1993, Nirvana's Unplugged concert aired on MTV, and it was classic. You know, here was this abrasive punk band, alternative music, grunge band, and they did an acoustic set. And I'll never forget that episode of Unplugged. It was really amazing. What's sad is that Kurt Cobain was found dead less than 4 months after this performance. And I think that one of the things that may have caused Kurt Cobain to end his life was the idea that he was becoming what he didn't want to become. He was becoming what his music was designed to criticize and rebel against, and that was commercial success. And I don't think he could envision himself being commercially successful, like a pop artist. And I think he sensed that maybe he was becoming too close to that with the mass appeal of Nirvana. It's just a theory of mine. But he had other things going on. Kurt Cobain had just intense abdominal issues with his stomach that apparently were very, very painful. And one of the reasons that he drank and did drugs was to fight that pain. So, you know, he was a tortured soul physically and mentally, no doubt about it. But that Unplugged edition on this day in 1993 with Nirvana was really epic. All right, so let's go to Jimmy and Greta. Jimmy, good afternoon. What do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Hey, real quick update on some concerts. One, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is tomorrow night at the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I don't know if you knew about that. Also, yeah. An event that you're pretty familiar with, Christmas Without Tears, is tonight at the Orpheum Theater. That's with Harry Shearer of Spinal Tap 1 and 2, and John Goodman's going to be there, Irma Thomas. That's tonight. It's a charity event.
And where is that, Christmas Without Tears?
Christmas Without Tears, Harry Shearer's hosting.
Yeah, I know about it. I've been in the past, but it's at the Orpheum?
Correct, at the Orpheum tonight.
Yeah, I'm tied up. I can't get to this tonight, but man, if you can go to this, it's great. Harry, they usually call us, and but they didn't call us this year, so I didn't know it was coming up. But Christmas Without Tears is just a very fun, satirical view of Christmas, and Harry Shearer and his wife, they do an incredible job with it. And so Jimmy's telling us that's tonight at the Orpheum. And again, they usually call us, but I didn't hear from them this year.
Yeah. And Scoot, one last thing. You know, when we did the Spinal Tap 2 movie, I know you were there as an extra in the movie. I'm pretty sure I saw you in the movie. I don't know if you watched it yet. I was able to meet most of the members of the band. I didn't meet Harry Shearer, but I did meet the other guys, and I did meet Rob Reiner. You know, it was during one of the breaks when we were extras of those couple days we filmed at UNO Lakefront Arena. I was just kind of hanging out in the back between like takes, just kind of wandered off, and I'm talking to this catering guy, and then Rob Reiner walks up to us, and I took a picture with him. He was a really nice guy. So rest in peace to Rob Reiner. And
that's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. And Jimmy, yeah. I'm sure you remember this. Rob Reiner, you know, who's done a lot of movies, he so praised the New Orleans crowd at the UNO Lakefront Arena for the live concert scenes. He said he has never seen an audience in any city for any movie as dedicated and as lively as the New Orleans audience was, and that no matter how many takes they did, the audience still came back, and it was like the first take. And so he gave all of us a lot of credit for being part of that.
Yeah, and I'll finish with this. Yeah, he came out on the stage a few times, talked to us, make sure we were still awake because we were doing this all day, all night. And then, of course, Elton John comes out there. You know, yeah. At the time, it was a big secret. No one was allowed to use their phones. They didn't want this to leak as far as the movie was concerned. But, yeah, Elton John was there at UNO.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner was coming in to check on us. He was really nice. And, again, when I did interact with him, he was a really nice guy, you know.
I'm glad you had a chance to meet him, Jimmy. And look, thanks for telling me about Christmas Without Tears. I'm sorry they didn't call us because, yeah, I would have been happy to interview them again this year. It's a great satirical look at Christmas, as the title would suggest, Christmas Without Tears. And that is apparently tonight at the Orpheum. And yeah, we've been talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra tomorrow night. There are still tickets available for this. I don't know how to describe it other than to tell you that it is one great Christmas experience. It's a story, and interwoven with the story is incredible Christmas-oriented rock music and a light show that would rival any rock light show that has ever taken place. I mean, it is truly amazing. I've gone with people who have never seen it before, and they've been just totally amazed at what they see. And the talent of the performers on stage, it's overwhelming. It really is. And it's the story of a teenager who has run away from home. She doesn't even remember why she got into an argument with her mom. But there's something that is causing her to just want to go home on Christmas Eve. And it's a story about her trying to get home on Christmas Eve. But it is a rock concert with a great light show. And that's Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It doesn't fit the images that many of you have of the word orchestra if you were like forced to go to the orchestra when you were a kid and you didn't like it. It's not that kind of orchestra. Trust me. It is a full-blown, pulsating rock show with just great lights. And I love it. I can't wait to see that tomorrow night. Let's get to a break here. And then when we come back, I want to share somewhat reluctantly some of these things that White House Chief of Staff Susan Wiles has said. And I'm just reporting this because it's happening. It is big news. If some of this stuff is true, it's very alarming. But understand that she says the quotes are real, but that some of this stuff is taken out of context. And it's the result of a year-long interview with Vanity Fair that has just come out. All right, you got a comment? Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. On this day on the Scoot on the Air calendar in 2018, some radio stations had pulled the song Baby, It's Cold Outside from the holiday playlist because the hashtag MeToo movement was upset, and they claimed the song was a date rape song. It's the story of a girl who is over at a guy's house, and she says, look, I got to go. I mean, you know, I guess they're getting a little tipsy, and maybe they're flirting around a little bit, and she realizes, of course, this was done, you know, many, many years ago. So back in those days, you know, spending the night over was just unheard of. So instead of spending the night, she's trying to leave, and the guy's going, no, baby, it's cold outside. You don't want to leave. You want to stay here with me so I can do what I want. Well, I never read that into the song, but that's how the Me Too movement interpreted this song. But radio station WAKY in Louisville, Kentucky, played the song continuously for 2 hours because of the criticism, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. Here's the song. You know, sometimes people just make a big deal about nothing, and I would have never thought that this was a date rape song, but, you know, I understand how the guy's trying to convince her to stay, But, I mean, it's ultimately up to her, and I guess this is a song that was more reflective of the times in which it was written, was, I don't know, the 40s or the 50s, and, you know, people didn't spend the night. But he's trying to get her to stay over. No, stay here. Come on, let's hang out here. No, it's cold out there. There's ice out there. We might get into an accident. And she's going, well, what are my parents going to say? What was my sister going to say? She's all concerned about her image. But she went over there in the first place, didn't she? But also, this song is a reminder that, you know, no means no. And really, maybe is no, too. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pretty well. You know, I love that thought. Silent night and joyful tears. And some of the tears that we shed around Christmas time are indeed happy tears. And that's really a really good positive thought. Sometimes they're sentimental, they're happy tears. But yeah, you still sometimes cry a little bit. I personally love this song. We sampled it a little bit last year, but it's out this year. It's the Molly Ringwalds, because it's Christmas time. And it would be really good to add to your your listening list this holiday season. And over time, this is going to bring back memories of the holidays in the past for you. And it's, again, it's a good song with a great hook. And you can find this on Spotify or wherever you download your music. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on a Tuesday afternoon. So let's talk about the big story today. And that is some of the revelations that have come from this Vanity Fair interview with the president's chief of staff, Susie Wiles. Now, she has said some amazing things that are somewhat alarming. She has criticized the article as, quote, a sometimes I just get stuck on a word. Let me get this out, okay? What am I saying wrong here?
You want disingenuously.
Disingenuously.
Nope. All right, everybody, pull up a chair. We're going to be here for a minute.
I'm going to get this right.
Disingenuously.
Disingenuously.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
It's disingenuous, okay? It's not sincere, okay?
Yeah, just stick a lee at the end of that.
Disingenuously.
You're so, there you go.
Disingenuous.
Right. Hey, everyone like that.
Disingenuously framed hit piece. Well, I mean, what did she expect when she said these things about the president? And she said there's significant context that was disregarded. All right, so, you know, take this how you want it. A lot of people are not going to be talking about this, but a lot of people are talking about it, so we're going to mention it. This is the chief of staff of the president, and I don't know how she could not walk back on some of the things that she said, because she said that the president's tariff rollout was him just thinking out loud. That's a quote, thinking out loud. And there was a huge disagreement over the whole tariff rollout. And I think we've pretty much come to realize that the countries that were supposed to come running to the president to bargain with the United States did not come running. Now, there have been a few deals done, but it wasn't like it was predicted. She had nicknames for people in the cabinet. She said J.D. Vance has always been a conspiracy theorist, and that has gone on for decades. But she would still be the first to support a Vance 2028 presidential run. She said OBM director Russell Vaught said she said that he is a right wing absolute zealot and that Elon Musk is an odd duck. She said that the right wing is full of junkyard dogs. She said that the president has an alcoholic's personality without drinking. She grew up with an alcoholic father. And she said it doesn't mean substance abuse, but his personality, his attitude is one of overconfidence and risk-taking, and that he operates with the view that there's nothing he can't do. Well, I mean, I think confidence is important for a president, but I do think, you know, we all in life should learn what we can't do. She said that they're not afraid of the Epstein files bothering the MAGA supporters because it won't bother the president's base. But what they're worried about is the social media crowd, the Joe Rogan listeners, those types of people that helped put the president in the White House in 2024. They're worried about how it's going to affect those people who are not necessarily diehard supporters of the president, but they did vote for him. She's worried about, and they're worried about how that's going to turn out in the future. She said the president was wrong about Bill Clinton and Epstein. The president has hinted that Bill Clinton was at Epstein's private island several times, and there's no evidence that he was ever there. She says that she was not crazy about the retribution of the president going after his prosecutors. And she says that the president attacks women verbally. You know, the president's been known to attack and insult female journalists because, quote, he's a counterpuncher. And increasingly in our society, the punchers are women. Well, I totally disagree with that. I mean, there are some women who punch, but the way this president has talked to women, you know, piggy or just degrading language, it seems like he's a man, and there are many men like this who have a problem with women. And in particular, they have a problem with strong women. They have a problem with women who question them. I doubt that Melania, and this is just my speculation, I doubt that Melania has really ever said what she really believes to him or really ever crossed him or criticized him. You know, you hear stories, but, you know, he doesn't seem to take criticism very well, especially from women. And that's something that you don't need a chief of staff to tell you. She talks about Elon Musk being a user of ketamine. And apparently there are other reports that indicate that he is on ketamine. But again, she says that this is taken out of context. Anthony Scaramucci, who was the White House communications director for a very brief period of time, said he believes the Trump era is ending. And I think there's some interesting things going on that we need to pay attention to as time goes on. And as I said earlier, for those of you who are concerned and think that America is never going to change, I think things are going to change. There is fatigue growing, and there are signs that fatigue is growing with this same old radical right-wing message. Not a moderate conservative message, but the right-wing radical message. I just sense that there is fatigue. There are some signs of this that I don't want to talk about right now, but I think we're going to see things start to change in 2026. And, you know, let's see what happens in the midterm elections. And I think 2028 is going to be really interesting. Is there going to be a serious attempt to run this president again, defying the Constitution, but somehow finding a loophole or finding a way for this president to run again? I don't think that's going to happen because, personally, I don't think his health is going to hold up long enough for him to run for president in 2028. And I don't mean he's going to die, but I just I don't think it's going to happen. Now, that's my opinion today. In mid-December of 2025, we'll see what happens over time. But I get that feeling that he's not going to be a viable candidate in 2028. But, you know, we'll see what happens. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. Today is the day in 1977. Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York City. And, you know, we do this once in a while on the show, and since this is the day Saturday Night Fever premiered in New York City, we're going to do it today. We're going to talk about the disco scene in New Orleans and what it was like during the disco era. And you can join the conversation and be part of what New Orleans was like. Or if you were in another city at the time the disco era was raging, tell us about what happened in your city. And New Orleans was disco was huge here. And there was an area in Metairie that was the mecca of disco. It was called Fat City. And I can't wait to get into this conversation because this is going to be fun, and we'll feature disco music coming up in the next hour. All right, hang on. Should be a fun next hour, and it's a great departure from some of the other serious stuff that we have talked about. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.